WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new compact disc with flutist Fenwick Smith and the Boston Chamber Music Society performing the music of Aaron Copland and Arthur Foote. Like Copland, Foote was an American. He was born in 1853 and died in 1937. Copland is now 87, but no longer composes. Lloyd says the pair makes for an interesting study in theme and variations.
Fenwick Smith is the thinking person's flutist. He probably gets his fill of the standard repertoire as the Boston Symphony Orchestra's second flute. So when he's not playing in an orchestra, you're more likely to hear him play a new piece by Joyce McKeel or an arrangement of Schoenberg than a Mozart flute concerto or a transcription of Danny Boy. His latest recording, a new CD on Boston's enterprising Northeastern label, is a collection of short chamber pieces by Aaron Copland and Arthur Foote, most of them never recorded before. These two American composers, born half a century apart, make an interesting coupling. Both have a delicate ear for chamber music. Both make demands on their instruments, but the result is far more thoughtful and lyrical than virtuosic. Copland, of course, is practically synonymous with homegrown Americana, but he had to go to Paris first to study with Nadia Boulanger before he could rediscover or reinvent that American sound. And though he kept moving back and forth between his populism and a more abstract international style, you can still hear echoes of Billy the Kid or Appalachian Spring, even as late as the duo for flute and piano, composed in 1971. Unlike Copland, Foote never left America. He barely left Boston. At Harvard, a little over a century ago, he earned the first higher degree in music ever to be awarded in this country. But he has the urbane, post-Brahmsian, continental sound of turn-of-the-century musicians everywhere, especially in America. Depending on the piece, you could mistake him for Mendelssohn, or Elgar, or Fauré. Here's the opening of his deceptively simple Aubade Villageoise from 1893. Smith's pianist is Randall Hodgkinson. The Copland pieces on this CD are his most recent chamber works, all written in the early 70s, including an arrangement for flute and piano of his Vocalise, a work he originally composed in 1928. This recording makes one regret that they aren't played more often. There's a melancholy dignity in this late blossoming of the more abstract kind of music Copland returned to after his big popular successes. It's a reminder of the compositional refinements he learned from Boulanger, and especially from her devotion to Stravinsky. The short First Threnody, for example, one of Copland's most moving works, was written in 1971 in memory of Stravinsky. One might guess it was looking inward, too, both back in time and ahead to his own end. Copland wrote only a few more pieces before he stopped composing altogether 10 years ago. Fenwick Smith is not just another brilliant flute player, but a wonderful musician. His long breath spans make beautiful, buoyant phrases, unaffected yet full of deep feeling. He also has excellent taste in his partners, the superb Boston Chamber Music Society, and guest harpist Katrina Yates, W.B. Yates' granddaughter, who now plays in the Cincinnati Symphony. Let's close with Smith, Yates, and cellist Ronald Thomas in Foote's Elegiac at Dusk.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Aaron Copland and Arthur Foote, Chamber Music with Flute, a compact disc on the Northeastern label. This is Fresh Air.